In astronomy, the Pleiades is a star cluster visible in the night sky. You can see the stars up there with a constellation Orion. But to Indigenous Australians right across the country, those seven stars are the seven sisters, ancestral beings chased across the sky by a powerful shape-shifting figure. This epic dreaming story is at the heart of a new exhibition that opens tomorrow at the National Museum in Canberra. Songlines, Tracking the Seven Sisters, is a groundbreaking collaboration between the museum and Indigenous communities. Louise Maher reports.
Welcome to Kungurungalpa, a story of the seven sisters.
It's about love, passion, treachery.
The Seven Sisters takes us on a dramatic journey that ends in the stars. We follow the songlines from west to east across 500,000 square kilometres. Margot Neal is the exhibition curator.
Well, it's actually an archetypal narrative in which this ancestral being pursues the seven sisters across the country, the continent, and in the process creates a continent. So he transforms himself into many disguises to lure the sisters into delectable foods like the kwandong tree or the bush tomato, or even the wind to pursue them, or a snake for them to eat. So all of the sites that they travel to, different ones of these events occur, and then he eventually managed to capture one or two at different places. But in the end, the pursuit continues in the sky. The sisters become the Pleiades, Wadinuru. Nuru becomes the Orion, and every night the story comes to life and reanimates the land.
Margot, before we even enter the exhibition, we are immersed in these images that flow around us on the walls and the floors. There are coloured dots, there is rain, we hear the sound of a storm, and then a snake appears on the floor.
Well, this is really to unsettle you out of wherever you've just come from into the desert life. So you get desert noises and sounds and a snake, as you just said. So that's to prepare you for this whole Seven Sisters journey across three deserts.
Let's go in.
Yep.
Let's go in. Come on.
The Songlines project, 5 years in the making, was initiated by Indigenous elders from the Western and Central Deserts to preserve stories for future generations and to promote understanding of songlines amongst all Australians.
If you just sort of map it over the word dreamings or dreaming tracks, you get some semblance of what they are. They describe the origin of the land, the creation of the people, inanimate and inanimate objects, and they provide a template really for the laws and customs by which to live by. So if you visualise them as corridors or pathways of knowledge that crisscross the continent that's been laid down over millennia, then you will get a sense of them. This is a non-text-based society, so the knowledge is held in the songlines, and it's the travelling from site to site, country to country, place to place, which becomes a mnemonic, and you can remember it.
And in the exhibition, are we following a songline?
We're following several songlines. So this exhibition traverses at least three deserts, and the people who are involved, the communities, are the Mardu, the Ngunnawal in West Australia, and the Anangu Pitjantjatjara and Yanka Tjatjara people in the APY lands, which is around, say, Uluru kind of area.
The exhibition features around 100 paintings, photographs, wooden objects, song, dance and multimedia, including the world's highest resolution travelling dome.
You can see him. He's the snake.
Margot, we're now in the dome and people are lying down on their backs, staring up at the ceiling. What are they seeing?
This is a totally immersive experience, state of the art. It's 6 metres wide inside, and what they're doing is seeing two things. One is animated paintings, so they're going to get the whole story about the life of these paintings. Little snakes are running around and there's a lady, Aboriginal woman, telling the stories. And then the second sequence is of a rock art site, probably the only known Seven Sisters rock art site of its kind in existence. And that will show you the Seven Sisters story in a really immersive, experiential way. So it's very moving. People sort of almost camp here for the day.
And as well as the paintings, we see the sky during the day and the night sky as well.
Yep. Part of the filming was there's a crew just doing the transit of the Rhine and Pleiades in the night sky. You'll see in this story the whole in this sequence, the story of the sisters going through all these activities, through all these paintings, and eventually heading off to become the Pleiades with Orion in pursuit.
The use of the latest technology, as well as traditional art, is designed to grab the attention of younger people, but it also demonstrates how ancient stories are being told in new ways. Pitjantjatjara artist and community elder Alison Millica Carroll remembers, as a young woman in the 1980s, seeing the Seven Sisters story reenacted by older women in a video recorded on the APY lands.
Old people saw us about Seven Sisters singing and dancing, and they did it on EBDB, you know, and we learned from that. But they all passed away, but we still got it. And we're showing to other young people now about Seven Sisters.
Millica worked with young women at Ernabella to produce ceramic pots decorated with local plants and animals that tell part of the Seven Sisters' story. It was a way to pass on knowledge she feared was being lost.
Today, you know, young people, they don't know anything, like name of the tree, name of the birds, but we have to teach them, taking them out, bush and showing them in my dancing, making, and we teach them about all those things, you know.
So it's about teaching the young people, but it's also about teaching white fellas too about these Jukuba stories.
You know, Pianbas up there, when they come to this museum, they can see all these good things. I know today, you know, for Aboriginal people doing this really nice things to Pianba, you know, white people to see and to know.
That was Alison Millica Carroll ending that report by Louise Ma in Canberra. And Songlines, Tracking the Seven Sisters, opens at the National Museum tomorrow and is on until the 25th of February next year. And I'm absolutely sold. I'm definitely going to make a trip to Canberra to see that.